This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. China is cutting back on its soybean imports. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The December WASDE report showed that China will cut back on soybean imports. Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board, said the slowdown isn't a surprise.
Margins for hog producers have been really tough recently, continuing a trend that's existed over the last couple of years. So seeing that scale back in their expected importation of soy, I don't think is too surprising. It's still a tremendous volume, and that's really more what we should focus on, is trying to still continue to import those beans. We've certainly seen a lot of flash sales over the last couple of weeks.
Marshall said the market pays a lot of attention to South American details in the December WASDE.
Brazilian crop cut from 163 million metric tons to 161, still a little bit higher than what most of the trade was expecting, which is closer to 160. You, of course, have local commentators down there that are reconciling both dryness in Mato Grosso, as well as potential threat of soybean rust in some of the northern areas like Paraná. Putting all that together, there's an expectation of this crop maybe coming in less than what was initially expected. So it wouldn't surprise me if we saw additional cuts and subsequent releases that closely align with what local market commentators are saying.
On the other hand, Marshall said there wasn't a lot of notable information from the U.S. numbers.
Turning to the U.S. side of the balance sheet, the crop is already made. We didn't have any updates to any volumes on the balance sheet. Really only notable thing was 4-cent decline in the marketing year average expected price for soybean oil. Not too surprising, I think, given the slide that we've seen in RIN values over the last couple weeks. Soybean oil is trading very closely to an energy, so you're seeing a lot more influence from the crude oil and overall energy markets influencing soybean oil. So we're seeing that down. That's balanced somewhat by a $10 per ton increase in the expected price from the
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.